100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm talking to you not only with that root canal, but they moved up the appointment to put the crown in. And for the past few days, I've been feeling okay. Haven't been drinking dairy, haven't been doing sodas, haven't been doing anything that I think would set it off before, and I think it's settling in. It feels a little weird, though, but every time I've gotten something done, you know, it takes a while to get used to. But I wish I'd gotten this 2 years ago when I needed it and wanted it, and everyone actively resisted it, and, well, we'll see what happens to them. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, I ramble a bit and complain, and the topic this week is broken light bulb. So we're going to go ahead and listen to the stories, and thank you to everyone who sent in the stories, and if it's taking you a little extra time, or if I'm being an idiot and I forget to put your story in, let me know. And without further ado, here we go.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The glass from the broken light bulb crunches underfoot, a disquieting sound in the darkness. The light from the officers' torches bounces haphazardly off the damp walls, casting eerie, confused shadows on the scene, colors muted and unnatural. It's hard to make anything out. You act on instinct, reliant on your senses and an indefinable gut feeling for anything that might be out of place and unnatural. Something feels very unnatural, very out of place, very wrong indeed. A sudden gasp at your side, and the sweeping torches pause, all focused on a single spot. Then, you see, the blood.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called It Was a Dark and Stormy Night. Sheets of rain broke against the roof. You could hardly make out the edges of the homes down the street. Then the light show commenced in earnest, ragged forks of lightning coming from the east. The thunder was freaking out the cat. She bolted into the lamp, sent it hard to the floor. Broken light bulb shards everywhere. I lit a candle and grabbed a broom to sweep. The glass tinkled like tiny bells. This was the last sound I remember hearing before the wind ripped off the roof. The last thing I saw was glass shards dancing towards the funnel cloud. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1029 with a prompt of broken light bulb. So here's my story. Mandy tiptoed up the stairs to the guest room and flipped on the light switch. With a pop, the light went out. She could ask Bilbert's mother to get a new bulb, but that would draw attention to the fact that Sabrina was not in the room, too. A streetlight outside the window illuminated the room enough for her to see her way around, and she crossed to a dresser and slipped the magnifying glass into the upper drawer. She lay down on the bed and tried to figure out how she would explain Sabrina's sudden absence in the morning. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Tuesday. I spent the night in darkness, with the cold clasping my hand. I pulled my jumper up over my nose, partly for warmth, mostly for its comforting smell. A small window illuminated my new world. When the sun rose, I was grateful for the dark night and was glad I'd not explored. Broken glass glittered on the floor from a broken light bulb, waiting for my bare feet to find it. Grim and dirty, bin bags spilling random belongings piled high. It was a room with a story no one wanted to hear. There was nothing to do but wait. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
George had an idea. It wasn't a bright idea. It wasn't even a good idea. In fact, it wasn't even a bad idea. Suffice to say, if you could see the physical manifestation of it, you would only find a broken light bulb above George's head. The idea wasn't original. It was common, or at least, it used to be. George's idea was no longer with the times. People moved on. They found better lighting. They upgraded. George was in a closet, alone, in the dark. He was trying to find a light switch when most people talk to Alexa.
Good morning. This is Richard, and my story is perhaps a little late for Christmas, or, on the other hand, it's a little early. Depends on your perspective. It's called Lightbulb Moment. They say Christmas is for kids, but I've never agreed. Although, these days it's really not like it used to be. Forget the old clichés about commercialization or the true meaning of Christmas. It's technology that's ruined it for me. Specifically, LED fairy lights. Back in the day, it was almost a yearly rite of passage to dig out the fairy lights and spend hours of frustration hunting for the one broken light bulb in the tangled mass. Before the satisfaction of seeing them burst brightly into life upon finally finding the culprit. And now, it's just not the same. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Wheezy here, and this is my story for this week. At the thrift shop, he spotted an artist's mannequin with a light bulb for a head, leaning against a tarnished mirror. "It's broken," they said. But he bought it anyway and placed it on the mantelpiece. There was just something about that small, fragile wooden figure. The next day, the mannequin was gone. "Who took the mannequin?" he shouted. "Not me," everyone replied. He searched the whole house and found the mannequin leaning against a full-body mirror in the bedroom. He could have sworn that there was a faint glimmer in that light bulb. Perhaps the mannequin wasn't that broken after all? And this was my story for this week. Or by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Only about 300 feet of water separates Little York Island from the mainland. People like things kept simple. The island is only 10 minutes walk around. Everybody bikes or walks the paths. We built a footbridge a while back. Frank Henderson wants to widen it, but we voted him down. If you got something big, the main post ferries it over, and there's a grocery at the other end of the bridge. There's a doctor and dentist and a small general store. At night, everyone turns out their lights, and we watch the stars and sacrifice goats to the chaos gods.
And there we have it. All the stories y'all sent in, at least I think they are, for the topic of broken light bulb. So thank you to everyone who is a part of this and keeps coming back. I don't know why you keep coming back, but you do. And I hope that you enjoy being a part of this. And it's not just some obsession that's grinding you into pieces, like every obsession I have. And the next topic is going to be paranoid. Not that I'm worried about that. I'll just take a Xanax. But thank you to everyone for putting up with my noise. And I got to tell you, the beer garden that is by the Winn-Dixie, I kept saying, oh, I'm going to go there. Yeah, they closed. They're going to be replaced by a Japanese restaurant, which, I don't know, I like Japanese, just no eggs. I can't do fried rice or yakisoba or the stuff. I don't know. Japanese, Chinese, I just don't know anything anymore. There's also a Thai restaurant in that area, and I love that place. So I get the green curry or the yellow curry or the red curry, and I have dice that I roll with colors on it to decide what curry I get. So, because I can never decide. I do that a lot. I have dice for different restaurants. Or I say, what do you think I should have this time? So there we go. A little peek into my weird little life. And I've no idea what else. Oh, and I finally put up a hammock. And I've been out there, and oh my God. Just when the weather warmed up just a little and I was for a few days, I was out there and just blissed out. And it's so nice when the sun goes down and it's still warm. There's a little bit of a breeze. The wind chimes are going. And I'm like, wow, I can chill out for once in my life. So, yeah. Thank you. And I hope you find your... what is that thing called? Hammock? Did I say hammock or treadmill? I don't know. My brain is just mush these days. Whatever. Good night.